Welcome back to NewsRamp Government and Politics for Monday evening, March 16, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
U.S. military admits it is using AI in attacks against Iran. The U.S. military has confirmed the use of AI systems in ongoing operations against Iran, sparking international debate. Commander Brad Cooper highlighted AI's crucial role in processing vast amounts of data. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are focused on developing cutting-edge technology solutions. TinyGems, a communications platform for small-cap and mid-cap companies, aims to provide tailored corporate communication solutions for maximum impact. How VectorCertain's secure agent could have averted the Stryker cyber attack perpetrated by Iran. VectorCertain LLC's secure agent platform has been independently validated to have prevented the recent cyber attack on Stryker Corporation by Iran. Using a four-gate governance pipeline, Secure Agent would have blocked the mass wipe command before any device was reset, with a trust score of 0.11 and a prevention rate of 100%. This highlights the critical need for pre-executive governance in the face of evolving cyber threats.
Wanted for Congress. Bobby Kahn, the man behind an international exotic car empire, is now running for Congress in Nevada's 1st Congressional District. After facing legal battles, prison time, and a $20,000 FBI reward, Kahn is campaigning on a platform of justice and prison reform, drawing unexpected support from both Republicans and Democrats in Las Vegas. His unconventional approach is resonating with working families in the city.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.